This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The leader of a Haitian gang is threatening to kill the 17 missionaries he kidnapped on Saturday if his demands are not met. The gang is demanding a $1 million ransom for each person. 400 Mowozo, one of Haiti's most violent gangs, kidnapped 17 missionaries, 17 Americans, and a Canadian, including children, while they were visiting an orphanage. Meantime, Haitian National Police Chief Leon Charles resigned after a video surfaced on Haitian social media of the leader of the 400 Mowozo gang threatening Prime Minister Ariel Henry and the police chief. Haitian media reported that Franz Elby, the Inspector General of the National Police, will replace Charles as chief. A U.S. government advisory panel has endorsed extra doses of all three of the nation's vaccines. Advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also said Thursday that people could choose a different company's brand for that next shot. Certain people who received Pfizer's vaccination months ago are already eligible for a booster. The advisors said certain Moderna and Johnson & Johnson recipients should qualify too. The United States on Thursday marked the successful distribution of 200 million COVID-19 vaccines to more than 100 countries, a move the White House says fulfills President Joe Biden's vow to become the world's arsenal of vaccines. Last week, the White House announced it was donating 17 million doses of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine to the African Union, bringing the total donation to the 55-state body to 50 million doses. For more news, voanews.com. By a remote, this is VOA News. Police say actor Alec Baldwin fired a prop gun, killing a female crew member and wounding a male crew member on a film set in New Mexico. The incident happened Thursday on the set of Rust in the southwestern U.S. state, where Baldwin is playing the lead role. The woman died at the hospital. The male victim is being treated there for his wounds. The incident is under investigation. The U.S. House of Representatives voted Thursday to hold Steve Bannon, one of former President Donald Trump's longtime advisors, in contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with a congressional inquiry into the January 6th rioting at the U.S. Capitol. A handful of Republican lawmakers joined Democrats in voting against Bannon. The citation will now be sent to the federal prosecutor in Washington for presentation to a grand jury for possible indictment of Bannon. Democrats on the investigative committee argued that Bannon should not be allowed to ignore their subpoena for his testimony about his role in the mayhem at the Capitol and his conversations with Trump. More than 600 people have been charged with an array of offenses in connection with the January 6th insurrection. The chaos left 5 people dead. A volcano on the Spanish island of La Palma continued to erupt in the early hours of Friday, shooting hot streams of lava into the air. A total of around 7,500 people have been forced to flee since the eruption began more than a month ago. Scientists say the eruption could go on for 3 months. The molten rock has crushed or damaged around 2,185 buildings. The Spanish government has pledged millions of dollars to help rebuild the damaged infrastructure. British authorities said Thursday that a British man has been charged in the fatal stabbing of lawmaker David Amos last week while he was meeting with constituents at a church. Britain's Crown Prosecution Service says Ali Harbi Ali, a 25-year-old of Somali heritage, has been charged under the Terrorism Act. Amos' murder has sparked high-level conversation about how Britain protects its leaders and deals with domestic extremism. And Queen Elizabeth, back at Windsor Castle after spending a night in the hospital for tests after being forced to cancel a visit to Northern Ireland this week. Buckingham Palace said the Queen is following medical advice to rest for a few days and remains in good spirits. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.